B-Pod Studios.
WBQT, WBQT HD1 Boston, the new Hot 96.9,
a Beasley Media Group station.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Cuba Gooding Jr. facing another charge, and Chance the Rapper doing double duty. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Looks like the ball has started rolling for Chloe and Tristan's reunion.
Leroy has your sports.
And this has got to be a first in the NFL. Ben Watson is coming out of retirement for the second time this season.
But first, the Fort Worth officer who fatally shot 28-year-old Tatiana Jefferson in her home over the weekend has been jailed on a murder charge. Aaron Dean was booked and bail was set at $200,000. Dean had resigned earlier in the day, and the interim police chief said he had intended to fire him, but he quit first. In an interview, Jefferson's two sisters and brother said that Dean's arrest was a good first step. Cuba Gooding Jr. in more trouble. He's now being accused of another incident of sexual misconduct. This is the fifth allegation, and he's going to face a new charge this week in court. Reports say that several other women have come forward, and one of them is making a claim about Cuba from October 2018. Reports also say that cops are investigating three other alleged incidents from 2008, 2013, and 2015. Back in June, he pled not guilty to his original sexual abuse charge. And Chance the Rapper doing double duty on Saturday Night Live. He'll be both the host and the musical guest on SNL on October 26th. Only 26 other people have done double duty in the history of the show. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Hawkeye is facing some serious allegations. I don't watch Marvel movies, but I know Romero, you know Jeremy Renner.
Mm-hmm.
His ex-wife, Sonny Pacheco, is apparently accusing him of threatening to kill her. The two have been divorced since 2014. They're in a very bitter custody dispute over their six-year-old daughter, Ava. And according to court documents, Renner, who was allegedly doing coke at the time, told somebody that he couldn't stand her anymore and wanted her gone, and that, quote, it was better that Ava had no parents than to have Sonny as a mother. She also accuses Renner of putting a gun in his mouth, threatening to kill himself, and then fired the gun into the ceiling while their daughter was asleep in her room. Renner's lawyers say the accusations against him are a one-sided account made with a specific goal in mind. A hearing is scheduled for November 7th.
He's probably having PTSD after the snap. You know, like when that happened, like his whole family disappeared while they were outside having hot dogs, and he was mad, so he went to Mexico and killed a bunch of cartel members. He killed a bunch of gang members in Japan. It was really bad.
Up until to snap you back,
right? Up until Black
like
Widow
a busy
caught
guy.
Up with him.
Busy guy right there. Looks like a relapse did not lead to DMX checking himself into rehab. I've been hearing this rumor going around that he was found naked in his car after doing crack. Yeah.
Well, have you ever done crack in your car? It gets hot in there.
I have not, Romero, yeah. I have to say. But sources close to DMX say him being on the road was causing him a lot of temptation to use, and he figured going to rehab was being proactive to stop it before it happened. So that rumor is completely false. Apparently, the balance of road life and home life has been too much for him to handle lately, so he's hoping rehab will help him deal with the issues he has moving forward. And 8 months after their breakup, Chloe says she's finally forgiven her ex, Tristan. Chloe says she hasn't jumped into dating quite yet, but that her first step was to forgive him for his mistakes, saying that she doesn't think he's a bad person. We all make mistakes. We're human. And it's only going to hurt her if she's holding on to anger and playing the victim role. Of course, she says her focus is to raise their daughter, which has been challenging because of the co-parenting situation. But does this open the door for the two of them to get back together? Sources have been saying that he's been busting his ass trying.
Avoiding all that vagina thrown at him?
Well, yeah, I don't know about that.
No, I love Chloe.
I highly doubt that. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
All right, the Washington Nationals are one game closer to reaching the World Series.
One game closer!
Yes, they are up 3-0 after beating the Cardinals 8-1 yesterday. All right, David Pastrnak carried the Bruins.
This dude literally
carried them, all right? He scored all 4 of the team's goals, and the Bruins beat the Ducks 4-2.
Leroy.
What?
Did you see? I'm going to start going to hockey games. Did you see on Saturday's game there was a girl basically doing like a striptease?
Yeah, yes, I saw her. You know, I mean, she was getting it in.
Man.
People were pissed at her. They were booing her. It was hilarious.
What?
Yeah.
What would they rather see?
I mean.
Well, Romero, there's children.
There's a lot of kids around.
Well, who's telling you to bring children to family entertainment? Leave them at home.
Oh, hush. The NFL product, in my opinion, is slowly starting to get better. It's been kind of bad, but another great game last night. The Packers beat the Lions with a game-ending field goal. The final score was 23-22. And help is on the way, people. The Pats offense has been struggling. Romero, I already know where you're going. You know, how are they struggling? And they putting up all these points.
Yeah.
But they are. Tom Brady would tell you the same thing. He's like, you know, they're all right. Mm-hmm. Well, first we get rookie wide receiver N'Keal Harry. He could return to practice this week, so that's a good look. And tying in, Benjamin Watson. Ooh. All right. Randy Watson. That's his cousin. Who retired. He retired from the game, came back for the Pats, got suspended 4 games, then was dropped by the Pats. And he's now about to re-sign with the team. With all the back and forth, man, I'm not believing any of this until I see that man hit the field, because the Pats be acting real funny with this dude. But apparently he's back, so congratulations to him. Benjamin Watson, all right?
Is he really retired? Like, is he signing retirement papers and all that stuff? Because this is very inconvenient.
I don't know the details or whatever, but, you know, imagine being in his family. You have to deal with the back and forth.
Like, you're like setting up the retirement party and canceling it. Oh, right. Setting up another retirement party, canceling it.
Cancel it, right? Celtics Cavs in the preseason game tonight at 7. Everybody wants to see Taco Fall. Major League Baseball playoffs, Astros, Yankees at 4:08, and Cardinals versus the Nats. The Nats could close it out tonight at 8:05, and that's your sports.
All right. Your good news today. Get out your tissues. This one's a little bit of a tearjerker. It's an old story, but it's going around again. A family in Texas had lost their dog, Abby, and a day after she passed, the family's, bless you, 4-year-old daughter was so sad that she asked her mother to write a letter to God. And this is some of what she had her mother write. Dear God, will you please take care of my dog? She died yesterday and is with you in heaven. I'm sending a picture of her, so when you see her, you will know that she is my dog. Love, Meredith. So they send it off with a couple pictures of Abby addressed to God in heaven. Well, a little while later, they got a package. Inside was a book, the original letter, the photos of Abby, and in the book was a letter. Dear Meredith, Abby arrived safely in heaven. Having the picture was a big help, and I recognized her right away. Since we don't need our bodies in heaven, I don't have any pockets to keep your picture in, so I'm sending it back to you. What a wonderful mother you have. I picked her especially for you. By the way, I'm easy to find. I'm wherever there is love.
That's good.
Love, God. And apparently it was an anonymous postal worker who had done it. I love that.
Very nice.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.